Pope Francis remains in a critical condition in hospital as he continues to battle pneumonia in both lungs. In an update this morning, the Vatican said he had a good night and was resting. It followed a surge in concern over the weekend after his infection was described as complex. He's been cared for in Rome's Gemelli Hospital since the 14th of February. Catholics around the world have been praying for him, and our reporter Ethna Dodd spoke to some of them here who attended the Divine Mercy Conference at the RDS in Dublin yesterday evening.
My name is Deacon Don Devaney. I'm a deacon in the Dublin Archdiocese. Pope Francis has been, he certainly opened up the whole perspective on the church, a new perspective, a missionary perspective. And we were praying for him here at the conference, and we all wish him a speedy return to health. He's been different in his pontificate, with a different approach. Some great sayings. One was about, to the clergy, get rid of your funeral faces. And the other one, very good one he had, was to be down there with on the ground with people, you know, be with them in their pain, in their struggle, you know, get your hands dirty. I suppose the church, like all organisations, it has different perspectives from different groupings within it. And I'd say there'll be people who love him and 100% backing him, and then there's people who think he's too liberal. So it depends on where you are on the spectrum.
I absolutely love Pope Francis. I think he is so wonderful. For me, I believe he was just so inclusive. He was there for the sick, for the lowly. There was no difference of anybody to him. Everybody was the same to him.
I think he's really spoken a lot to us about the mercy of God.
He's brought an amazing gift to the whole world, you know, in the care for people, in the openness of people, and in the inclusiveness that he's brought to the world, you know, a place of women in the world and the rights of women. No one has done more than he has done, and we pray for his recovery.
People in Dublin there speaking about Pope Francis. We can speak now to our correspondent Fiona Mitchell, who's in Rome. Fiona, we heard there a lot of concern about the Pope's condition, and each statement is being closely analysed. We had another one there from the Vatican this morning. What is being taken from that?
Yes, Karen, well, as you say, a brief statement this morning from the Vatican saying that Pope Francis had what they described as a good night, that he had slept and rested in Rome's Gemelli Hospital, where he has been, of course, since February 14th. Now, over the last couple of days, it has tended to be that a very brief statement in the morning, but a more fulsome statement in the evenings about how he has been that day and about that complex medical condition that they are dealing with for the Pope at the moment. So it has been those evening statements that have caused particular concern in recent days, some of them quite stark, particularly in relation to Saturday how they described that he had suffered what was described as a prolonged asthma-like respiratory crisis. Now, that did not happen yesterday. In our statement that we received yesterday evening, they said there had been no repeat of that. But obviously, every day that goes by, those statements are being looked at very closely to see what the prognosis would be. A prognosis that is being described by his doctors as guarded simply because of the complicated nature of it.
And what is the mood like there? Because obviously a lot of crowds would generally go to the Vatican, but I imagine in the current climate, there must be a particular anxiousness.
Yes, particularly yesterday, of course, pilgrims and tourists and visitors to Rome would be used to turning up on a Sunday and getting the Pope's blessing at 12 noon when he walks out onto the balcony. And of course, that didn't happen yesterday. So a lot of concern and a lot of worry about his health, a lot of warmth and good wishes and prayers being sent to him as well, as you can imagine. And that was acknowledged yesterday by the Pope himself in a statement that was sent from the hospital, saying that he was very aware of the prayers that were being sent his way and was very grateful and thankful for it. So a lot of worry about how this may affect him, how long he may yet be in hospital. But everybody, I think, very aware of the fact that this is an 88-year-old pontiff. He has had several difficulties, particularly in relation to breathlessness in recent years. That, of course, on foot of the fact that he did have part of a lung removed as a young man because he had contracted pleurisy. So they are aware that this is always a delicate situation, and it remains so.
And as you say, speculation will continue as they update us on his condition. Fiona Mitchell in Rome, thank you very much.